Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
You're very welcome back to Lunchtime Live. Anna Daly in for Andrea today. And it's time for Ask Me Anything. And I'm joined by street artist Dylan Jackson. He's in studio with me. Good afternoon, Dylan.
How's it going?
Tell us about the work you do.
A lot of different bits and bobs in between, but from helping out with people that are doing murals in around the Dublin, in the city area and stuff.
Okay, so concentrated in Dublin, are you?
Mainly.
Okay.
Would be so. Like that.
Murals?
Murals, business, shop fronts, branding, anything that like people are reaching out to get done or so, we'll get in contact or help them with whatever they're looking to get done and even find people that might be right for the job for them.
Okay, brilliant. So you'll source other artists, you'll work with other artists,
yeah,
and you'll create your own art and you'll photograph it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, brilliant. We have so many voice notes in, so not only me curious about your particular occupation. So we'll start to take a few of them. Ruth wants to know,
what was the first piece of street art you ever done?
Probably would have been more so just graffiti growing up as a kid or so, just out and about, like whatever, like abandoned spots you would find around place, just finding somewhere to be able to practice using spray paint or on bigger walls to be, hopefully get good enough one day to land some jobs to be out and about and doing more than just painting on random people's shutters or...
And what kind of a reaction did you get in the early days?
Not the best, but not the great, but the city has kind of changed a good bit now where it's been a bit more accepted and like that. There's a few legal spots in and around the city where you just go for your day off and meet up with a few mates, practice, chill. And then like that, just people walking by curious would get your contact and get onto you to reach out to see if you could paint like their storefronts.
And how do you establish, is there an app or is there, I mean, there's an app for everything, isn't there, for the legal spots, or is it just a community of lads and girls who are just in the know?
It's just in the known places that have always been covered. Like Liberty Lane is one of the ones where tourists always come through and they're always like doing tours through them. There's people that bring them through, show them about the place. And then like that, just even Instagram. Instagram is where everyone seems to land a good bit of their work or stuff, where you have all your info up in the bio, you can email, you can reach out to artists.
Of course, and it's the perfect creative portal,
yeah, and
to showcase your work.
Everyone's already on it anyway, so like that, it's not too hard to find.
Okay, so people will find you if they need you.
Exactly.
And lots will, no doubt. Stephen is wondering.
Hi, could you tell me the difference between graffiti and street art?
Graffiti is illegal and street art is hired work where, like, you can have people that will do, like some street artists will do illegal street art, but that's just where there's too many tags around a dodgy looking way area. And like that, if they can take the risk to show up and paint a piece of art for that local area, it'll just change how the space is used sometimes. Like,
okay, but that's a really, really clear explanation. Graffiti is illegal. Street art is,
yeah,
commissioned or hired or...
Yeah, exactly. We're like
purposeful, that, I suppose.
Like that, graffiti can pave the way for a lot of more street art to happen, because construction site laneways that just get destroyed with tags and different bits and bobs, you'll have people reach out to a proper street artist to be like, here, will you come clean up the area? Helps branch out new jobs for other artists.
Yeah, and also it can and has the ability to make an area or a laneway or a wall cooler.
Yeah, exactly. And like that, with more public spaces being needed in the city, then like that, if a street artist can brighten up an area, that brings people there just being thinking it's cool and want to hang out. And
of course, it becomes a focal point.
Yeah, and stops some of the lesser liked characters of the city hanging around them areas.
Okay, that's interesting. So it can have a real strategy behind it.
Yeah.
The likes of Banksy, I mean, I would consider him a graffiti artist. So
yeah.
I think lots of people would, as well as, you know, a very credible artist.
Yeah.
But where does he fall? And is he the ultimate inspiration for anyone in your line of work? He or she?
He or she is and isn't for a lot of people. A lot of the lads that aren't street artists that just do graffiti would look down on him and stuff. But he still kind of does fall into the graffiti category because... Like that, he's not known, he doesn't want to be known, he doesn't,
yeah,
show face, he's still doing it just for him, just lawless, like he wants to keep anonymous and...
It's the mystery. It's the mystique, isn't it? There's so much intrigue attached.
And even with how much people love him and stuff, like,
yeah.
If he does show his face or a name come out one day, then it just takes whatever guard or police or whoever just wants to take him down. Just be like, right, you finally know him now. Now we can actually put a name behind all the damage or...
or wonderful works.
That's exactly
depending
it.
Depending on
where
what your perspective is. Lauren has a question in.
Hi, Dylan. What are the legalities around street art? There's certain rules you have to follow to make sure that you're doing everything above board.
Yeah, there would be. Normally, when you're doing street art, you've already been contacted by a group or a council or something to come in and brighten up a wall or area that they've given to you. So you'll follow the guidelines and rules of whatever the business owner and the building owner has. Like, sometimes there's some...
So give us an example of something like that. What kind of a brief would you get?
Brief like that, probably don't go above a certain height of the building onto where the residentials are above.
Okay.
Because the owner of the whatever company or business building you're painting, like, they probably own one section. So
a portion of it.
Exactly. So if you're painting someone's shutters for them for their business, you can't really just go out onto the wall that's neighbouring the other companies because they didn't ask for you to be there or for you to do it. So just don't want to overstep boundaries.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Lee has gotten in touch to ask this.
Hi, Dylan. Did you study art in college to learn how to do street art?
No, not at all. I haven't been to college. I dropped out of school in sixth year, I think.
Okay.
And like, that's just something I've always done on the side for myself and just kept going at it until I've deemed myself good enough, but just keep cracking into it. And if you enjoy doing it, just don't stop doing it.
Yeah, it's your passion. But it started out as a sideline gig, but now it is the full-time gig.
Exactly.
Would that be fair?
That's it. Like, same with doing photography as well, where I'd rather be doing that full-time.
Yeah.
But it's just, if it makes a bit of extra cash on the weekends and stuff, until that makes more than my day job, then you can move on out and take the risk of going full-time as a street artist.
I think it's a smart move, though, isn't it? Being able to build your wheelhouse of expertise and be able to do those other aspects like the photography, because that's so important for businesses as well.
And
to be able to do that full service, I suppose, the 360.
Exactly. Everything that they might need for the day of the job.
But yeah.
As well, like, spray paint's not cheap either, so you need to... Or art supplies, any art supplies aren't cheap, so having the day job there and then finding the time to spend the money on it and keep practicing, you just don't tell yourself you can't do it. Just keep cracking away until...
Keep being creative.
That's it.
And enjoy it, I guess. Leah has sent in this voice note.
Hi, Dylan. I'm just wondering, what's your favourite type of street art?
Good question.
Mainly the likes of probably Aches and Decoy and...
Now, what does that mean to the rest of us?
For the rest of you, like, Aches probably one of the most known in the city for doing the murals on side of pubs, buildings, anywhere that they'll give them, basically.
Okay.
He does a lot of the glitch-looking artwork where it fades from black and white to yellow-green.
Oh, very
magenta.
Good. The colour change stuff.
Yeah, a lot of that type of stuff. And then there's too many great artists to list off, but there's... That would be one of the main...
Is there one particular site that you just really admire that you wish you did?
For me, I like a lot of the abandoned lots where, like, there's just... You've seen them around town. They've had a green gate around them for years and years and years, but yet they're still just raw concrete walls just crumbling away where... Like that, if you're not going to use the space for the next 5 years or so, at least have someone come in and make it look nice while you're stuck in traffic, sat there looking through the gates or...
Yeah, give people something to look at.
Yeah, less than having it run down and overgrown with bushes. It's like, it's too many of the spots around the city.
And it will quite often become a landmark and a talking point as well.
Yeah.
Mia has sent in this question.
Hi, Dylan. I'd like to know, as a street artist, has any of your work ever been politically motivated?
Not too much of myself, as I'm like that, just... practicing. I do letters a lot more than I would for like actual art pieces. It would be not too much. Like, I'm more like, most of my stuff is always hidden away, practiced like that. I have I'm lucky enough that I can paint in my own back garden and stuff. So I actually have space that if I don't want people to see it, I can practice for a while. And
that must be a very colourful space, is it?
Oh, it's run down at the moment. It needs a fucking... Oops, sorry.
we apologise for that little slip.
But nah, it needs a good cleaning up and a refresh. The summer got away from me with a good bit of work there. So,
well, listen, we're delighted to hear that you actually have work on. You know, if you're busy, that's great. You don't need to practice. You're being hired for jobs. Dylan has got in touch with this question.
How do you manage to paint murals on the side of tall buildings?
Now, that's...
Now, that's a very practical person.
Yeah, that's someone that likes...
Where do you get the crane from?
The crane? A lot of the time it would be scissor lifts or cherry pickers or so, hired out by, like that, if it's council jobs, they'd bring them in, or whoever you're working with. If it's in the talks of what will be needed for the job, you'll arrange that weeks before, and like that, you only get a short amount of time with them tools. So if it's a big building and the rain is coming in, it doesn't matter, you're still going to have to get up and get the job done because you mightn't have the scissor lift.
And how do you do it if it's lashing rain and you have to get the job done?
A lot of rain gear.
Really?
Yeah.
And coverage around the...
Not even too much coverage, just
really?
When you feel like the rain's falling in the direction that's not really hitting the wall, you just...
You work.
Yeah. And then, like that, take the few minutes to get down and have a think, see how it actually feels down on the ground and... have a judge, because you don't want to get caught up there when the winds get bad as well. Either.
No, it could be very dangerous.
Yeah.
Are you ever hired, just my own question off the top of my head now, to cover up kind of inappropriate works?
That'll be a lot of the bit, like certain businesses or restaurants where like their shutters have been destroyed in the city or so. There'd be some of the contacts that I was saying about coming through Liberty Lane. You'd be there painting away, just having a day out with your mates, and they come by and just chat to you for a few minutes, being like, oh, I own the restaurant down around the corner, would you pop in for a chat one of the days? We'd like to get the shop front refreshed and get rid of a lot of the tags and nastiness on the front of the building.
Brilliant. Okay, we'll take one more. Shane has this question.
In terms of street art, when you travel to other countries, it seems to be more widely accepted. Why do you think that is? And is there anything in a government or anything that people can do to encourage more street art?
Anything we can do?
Like that, in other countries, it's just widely way more accepted. Over here, there seems to be a problem with the council between... I know certain houses in town that, like, they own the property, it's their building, but their building faces out onto a main road. They've contacted an artist themselves, but then a few weeks later, they get a notice in the door from Dublin City Council asking them to either get it covered or they're going to cover it for them and send them the bill for it, where...
Okay, like, so we need to maybe change our attitudes and exactly. More open-mindedness. Dylan Jackson, a pleasure to have you in studio today. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's all we have time for.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.